Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Let's get to headlines here. Brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Michael Cooper, head coach of the Miami 305, Basketball Hall of Famer, Showtime Lakers legend. He's going to join us coming up later on this hour. We'll talk some hoops with him. We have an update, Leroy. I have some high-def picture here for our YouTube Twitch audience on the bloody rat that sparked much controversy on the ice yesterday.
I'm scared.
But as you can see here, that rat,
ketchup.
That rat is tied to a ketchup bottle.
Look, just like I told you to. Oh wait, that's kind of like a concert wristband.
Diabolical.
Little.
That's
slide.
Plastic too. That's not a bottle.
It almost looks like paint. Mm-hmm. Not
it's
ketchup.
Plastic. That's one of the plastic bottles.
It doesn't.
Yeah,
look
they
paint.
Left it open.
Yeah, nothing gets past you, Jacques Cousteau.
We got past you. You thought it was blood, dummy.
Well, he didn't have a close-up.
Yeah, I got close-up.
So I think Brittany is right. That is like blood.
That looks
too
nothing
runny.
Like blood, by the way.
Not blood. Sorry, on paint.
Not up close, but definitely far away it did.
No, blood's not that red.
All right, dude. What are you, Dexter? Like, you do blood spatter for Miami PD? You didn't know.
Neither did you, but you went out.
You've gone for 2 weeks with a blue beard. I'm not going to take any color advice from you. Getting mocked by Hall of Famers on this show.
At least I could grow hair.
Dude, I could grow a blue beard if I wanted to. I choose not to because you look like a ridiculous Smurf.
Badass Smurf.
No. Oh, yeah, so badass. Your wife forced it on you.
At least I can grow a little chin music here.
Yeah, at least if you had that, you would think you could grant wishes. You can't.
Why are you lashing out?
I'm not lashing out.
It's your fault, Jennifer. You made sure you brought it up.
I mean, I was just trying to clear it up, you know, because he probably looked at you and he was like, blue. That's a choice.
That's what he said when he left.
I got this just like you got bangs.
Actually, mine was not. Well,
No, you didn't ask for bangs. You got bangs. We know the story, Jennifer.
Okay.
Did anybody make fun of your bangs? No.
Bangs are a completely normal hairstyle.
You make fun of me all the time. You're like, you can't even see. I can. I see everything.
Now all of a sudden,
Tua speaking to the media.
With them big old baby, you should be able to see the future.
Baby Browns.
Yep.
I don't think that's a thing.
It's a thing.
I don't think baby it is. Browns. Never heard I've anybody made ever it a say. Thing. I've never heard anybody say baby Browns in
baby
my
Browns.
Life.
Baby Browns. Today is the first day you're going to hear it constantly.
Doesn't even seem to make sense.
Baby Browns.
Tua speaking to the media, he says that the Dolphins have undergone a culture shift.
Really? You know what? You could all be jackasses all the time. Just be tougher at it. Okay? You can change the culture or whatever, but when it's 3rd and 1 on Sunday, man up. And they could say whatever they want to avoid those situations. They could say whatever they want to avoid the circumstances that have plagued them for the last 2 years. But the fact of the matter is, what culture change are you going to have that makes you tougher in those critical moments? Otherwise, shut up.
Wow.
Tired of hearing all this nonsense.
Make sure
we know what the problem is. You know what the problem is. Stop trying to win sweeps on 3rd and 1. Get physical, get in somebody's face, and run the ball downhill.
Make sure you...
Point for Leroy.
Please make sure, Brittany, you title today's podcast, Leroy Tells Tua to Shut Up.
I will. I'm going to write it down right now in my notes.
Listen.
No. You're responding to Tua. Just own it.
Let me ask you a question, Tobin. If I told you the Miami Dolphins had a culture change, what is the first thing that you would think of? They got physical up front. No, what would you think?
I mean, hopefully people showing up on time would be nice.
Okay. I mean, sure. That's a start. Okay. But we're done with baby steps.
From Omar Kelly's Twitter, quote, "We have the right guys within the room in the locker room. I've been here 5 going on 6 years. Are you not tired of what we've had going on?" Yes, I would say we're all tired, Tua.
But what's different than
we're very, very tired.
Like, what culture, what did they add to change the culture?
What did they add?
Because they're just losing
things. There's a big, they got, what's his name playing left tackle right now?
Patrick Paul.
You know, they have, listen, I'm going to say this while understanding, and then I'm going to follow up with my own saying. They have made attempts to get bigger and more physical up front. Okay? I'll give them that. But the fact of the matter is if Mike McDaniel doesn't get with the program, they're not going to be any different. And that is with how he calls a game, with how they attack the line of scrimmage. If they don't change that, everything's going to be the same. The other thing is, and this is what I would normally say if Tobin were to tell me some BS like this, is that you ain't played no football yet. When you put your mouthpiece in and you got to play against somebody else, then we'll see how physical you are.
He didn't say anything.
Everybody
about
wants to be physical. Let me tell you something. Hey, Tobin.
Yep.
Have you ever met a boxer who said he wasn't going to knock the other guy out?
Have I ever?
They always say they're going to knock him out.
Yeah, sometimes.
I'm going to piece him up. I'm going to knock him out. And then guess what? They go into that fight, doom, doom, two-piece soda, out. Right?
Some guys get their
prediction
right.
But that's
the
way they go into the fight.
Some guys get their prediction right.
Some guys. But wait. Some guys, everybody talks about knocking the other guy out. Everybody. Some guys are actually good enough to do it. And what I'm saying to you is, okay, I've never heard one Dolphin in this whole offseason, after last year's season, I haven't heard one Dolphin say, we need to be more physical. They've all said, we need a culture change. We all need to do this. We need guys in the locker room to do this. We need to do that. Okay? Where's the talk about being tougher? Where's the talk about being more physical? Where's the talk about being able to run the clock out at the end of a game? Where's that? Because ain't nobody talking about that. They talking right. The things they talking about right now ain't got nothing to do with damn football.
From Tua, this afternoon. This is from Isaiah Smalls from the Miami Herald. Tua Tagovailoa said the biggest part of emphasis this offseason was, quote, doing everything I can to stay available and learning when to give up on a play.
That's his own personal thing. I get that, right? Everybody's going to be happy to hear Tua say that, and I appreciate that. That's what he's working on. That's what he's going. Heat of the battle, sometimes you get caught up in it, and you don't realize that you're about to get knocked the bleep out, okay? So I appreciate his efforts. I understand what he's saying, right? But I'm telling you right now, if it's 3rd and 2 at the end of a game against Buffalo, and Tua throws it away instead of trying to get to 2 yards, everybody's going to be pissed off. Okay? That's just human nature. But I do appreciate that he's at least thinking about making good decisions outside of the pocket. Okay? You got to start somewhere. Now, Mike McDaniel.
Whoa.
What's your starting point? Right? Like, think about this, Tobin. We've heard Miami Dolphins talk all offseason, and ain't not one person talk about being more physical up front.
I don't feel like I've heard nobody talk about being physical up front.
Yeah, you know who talk about it? The guys who just got here who are big as hell.
Well, what do you want them to say? Nothing?
Like, I want Mike McDaniel to say we need to be physical and run the ball a little bit differently.
He's going to say it in a lot of words. He ain't even
insinuated.
He's very twisted up right now. You could tell he's bothered by the whole Jalen Ramsey thing.
Yeah, your feelings hurt. Nobody cares. Move on. You know what? Regardless of what happens to any one of us on this planet, it's still going to rotate. So, lick your wounds. Get ready for the season and let's go.
Well, the other thing too is, like, with the Dolphins having the right thing in their locker room, or even having the right guys, if you buy into that, like, who do they lose? I mean, like, they lost Calais Campbell, who by all accounts is a great locker room guy. Teron Armstead, great locker room guy. So, like, you're telling me all the problems center around Jalen Ramsey being here?
No, of course not. That's my point. That's my point. We're pointing out issues that weren't issues.
Because Tyreek's going to be back.
The real issues were you couldn't get 3rd and 1 because you were running around the outside. Okay? That's the real reason.
Yeah, maybe.
Why weren't you successful? Because we couldn't run the ball in between the tackles. And any team that's had success in the National Football League could run the ball where? In between the tackles.
It would make sense.
Rocket science.
It would make sense if he said that, like, you know, if they moved on from Tyreek Hill and you really felt that that was something that changed the dynamic of the locker room because he was looked upon as one of the faces of the franchise, but they really haven't. He's going to be there.
Yeah, that was my point earlier. It's like, what culture are you changing? Like, you're just... It sounds like he's just trying to...
Is he back doing jiu-jitsu?
Yeah, maybe that's the culture change.
I think he should, ever since he stopped. Downhill. Take a break. More to come here on the show. Back after this.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. This Giannis, sick of his ass.
Oh, my
God. What a show pony, dude.
Now you're
every offseason, he walks in there. Ooh, maybe he'll be available. You know what he is, dude? He's just tall Bradley Beal. That's all he is. I'm tired of the dog and pony show every single offseason. Ooh, maybe this will be the year I leave. He tells some outlet in Brazil about the NBA Finals. He says, there are two great teams that got there. He says, Indiana with my friend Pascal Siakam is reaping the rewards, and OKC simply has the MVP. I'm rooting for good basketball. The finals are different. I hope to be back soon with the Bucks. I hope to be back. Well, guess what, dude? You're not going to be back soon with the Bucks. So why don't you do me a favor, Giannis? Here's the thing, dude. Grow up. I'm so sick of this guy. Every single time, he's got to have some pearl of wisdom and think that he's got to wax poetic on something. You're not going to be back with the Bucks, dude. That's it. Okay? So either grow up, Peter Pan, have your meeting with the Bucks and break up with them, or just accept the fact that you're not going back to the finals. You want to know why? Because you got Kuzma and Damian Lillard on a broken Achilles. And Doc Rivers. So you're not going anywhere. Ridiculous. And Chris Haynes, don't even get me started on you, dude, saying there was going to be some meeting 3 weeks ago. Where's my breakup meeting? He's off in Brazil. He's out there with samba and football. And I got no Giannis breaking up with the Bucks. He wants to stay with the Bucks. Okay, if he wants to stay with the Bucks, stay with the Bucks. Never wanted him. Sick of this dude, man.
What a turn of events.
You every literally almost traded the whole team.
Every single time. Oh, maybe I'll leave. Wait, maybe this will be the year. Shut up already then. Stop teasing everybody.
2 weeks ago, you were telling me big boy.
I'm telling him to be a big boy. He needs to grow up. All this thing that he comes out with where he reprimands Halliburton's dad. Dad was just being a proud dad, rooting his son on. The year before that, another first-round exit. He's telling me that there are no failures. It's just a step to success. Look, you had a great run, but you've been missed a first-round and out lately. So don't act here like, oh, I can't wait to get back there with the Bucks. Yeah, when, dude? No time soon. So good for you. Enjoy Milwaukee.
So maybe you jumped the gun on this.
I didn't jump the gun on anything. I didn't jump the gun on anything. He's jumping the gun on delusion.
You had trade deals out there in the making.
No, I didn't do that because I knew that if I did and this backfired in my face, you'd just hold it against me. But I'm just so, like,
you always knew it.
He just likes to have the chase. It's the same thing.
Do we not remember Dame Lillard?
Yeah, and? I don't think one thing has to do with the other. Damian Lillard demanded a trade to the Miami Heat. Not the same. Giannis is like, ooh, maybe I'll have a meeting. Maybe I won't. Ooh. Do something already.
He got you excited.
Not really.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Stop it.
I'm not going to stop it. This? I'm not going to stop it.
You got all excited. And you told me I don't like having
dude fun. Just wants to be on his hamster wheel in Milwaukee. Good. Sunday, Monday, happy days. Go hang out with the Fonz, dude. What do I care? Go have some Wiener Schnitzel with Yelich.
Couldn't he say the same thing about you if they would have paid Jimmy?
No, you're bad at this with these analogies. What does that have to do with anything?
You wanted to keep Jimmy.
Yeah, and?
So could somebody say that you're on the hamster wheel with this team by wanting to keep Jimmy?
No, because I don't have Jimmy Butler. I have Andrew Wiggins right now.
No, but I'm saying at the time, dude. Will you stop?
I wish you'd make, like, coherent arguments sometimes. Like, sometimes you just say things that don't make sense.
That's not true.
It doesn't make sense.
That's not true. You wanted to stay on your hamster wheel by keeping Jimmy and keeping the same group.
Giannis.
Right?
Year.
Did you not?
Is he going to leave?
Is that not your own version of a hamster wheel?
No, it's not.
Why?
It's not a version of a hamster wheel.
Why? Keeping the same team and doing the same thing?
Oh, the same team that beat Giannis?
Yeah, but he also, Giannis has a championship.
Yeah, good for him. He won a fake championship in a year. Everybody was banged up from the bubble the next year. Quick turnaround season. He didn't do anything. He had a first round exit. He got to recharge his batteries. Completely fugazi. It's one of the least important championships in the history of championships.
Okay. Okay. So it's not the one LeBron won with an asterisk.
Well, that's an asterisk, too, because he basically got a good break. Heat lost their leading scorer and their center for half the series.
What are you doing?
It's ridiculous. But this guy wants to sit here and be like, oh, I love it here. Good. All right. So everybody has to bow down to him.
Not really.
Oh, sure. That's exactly what it is. That's all right, though. Never wanted him. Wait till Luka doesn't pick up his extension.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie. I did.
Well, sorry. You fell for it.
I didn't fall for it.
You fell for it.
I just didn't get too carried away with it, like you do.
Appears like you did.
No, I didn't. Dude, you got so carried away with this.
I didn't get carried away with anything.
And then got mad at me when I tried to tell you to pause.
No, they told me that he was going to have a breakup meeting. He didn't have a breakup meeting. It's a ridiculous.
They said he was going to have a meeting. They didn't say a breakup meeting. You said a breakup
nobody has
meeting.
Nobody has a meeting not to break up.
See?
Who has an off-season meeting not to break up?
This is exactly. You know what? Keep talking. Because the more you talk, the more you expose yourself.
I don't expose myself on anything.
Really? You already said Giannis was having a breakup meeting?
Looking forward to getting back.
What were your sources?
Huh?
What were your sources on this breakup meeting?
Chris Haynes said there was going to be a breakup meeting.
He did not say breakup meeting.
He said there was going to be a meeting. What did you think? It was about the future. What do you think? He was going to say, hey, you know, I think we should really like change the feng shui of the locker room.
I'm sure he used that phrase too, feng shui. Yes. There you go.
The finals are different. I hope to be back soon with the Bucks. You won't be. Maybe you'll be back. You know when you'll be back to the finals, Giannis? You'll do like a 2031. You'll do a 10-year anniversary. That's when you'll be back.
When would the Heat be back?
Faster than without Giannis. And he'll just be saying, oh, no, another first-round exit.
Let me get this straight.
Mm-hmm.
You say the Heat will get there faster without Giannis.
Yeah.
Who are they signing?
I don't know. But whoever they do, I know Giannis will be sitting there out of the first round with Kuzma.
Oh, you're amazing. You are amazing.
Delusion is a dangerous animal, my friend.
No, yes.
It's a dangerous animal. You sat here and you're blinding yourself.
Who?
Giannis. Me? No, Giannis is blinding himself with delusion.
And you weren't blinded by the Giannis?
No. I thought a breakup meeting was gonna happen, but they lied to me.
You're the worst. Because you do this, I try to talk you out of it, you say I don't like having fun, and then a month later you deny ever being in that situation. You're being a phony.
I'm not being a phony. He's being a phony. He's deluding himself.
Yeah, but you already had him in a Heat uniform.
Nah. I mean, like, look, he wants to sit here and play Peter Pan and act like everything's fine in Milwaukee. That's fine. I can't change his behavior. Ridiculous.
It's funny. It's funny how much you love a player, and then when they decide to not do anything with the Heat or even entertain the thought of being traded, it's funny how you change just like overnight. Every time.
I'm not changing.
And all I ask, as your friend, I say, hey, buddy, why don't we just tone it down in the beginning and let it play out a little bit?
We'll see, dude.
You don't want to have no fun? You don't have no fun, Leroy. Party pooper, no fun.
You are no fun.
Now we're here.
You are no fun.
Now we're here.
You are no fun.
Now we're here.
You are no fun.
But now we're here.
It's all right.
And now I got my friend out here telling whoppers so he doesn't have to be accountable for the nonsense that he let out when I tried to talk him out of it a couple of months ago.
Giannis. See how long that lasts.
See? Mm-hmm. There you go. Good job.
Not the way to do it anyway, dude. Everybody sees now. Build from within. Maybe a tweak here and there. That's the way to do it. No more mercenaries. Ridiculous. I'm going to get back there with the Bucks. Okay, dude. Maybe with some tickets.
Who you think gets there first?
The Heat. What does he got?
He's got him.
Oh, and what's that done lately, Leroy?
Nothing lately. Not lately.
Gentleman sweeps left and right.
He does have a chip, though.
Yeah, he has a chip. And you know what he has lately? A lot of gin for gentleman sweeps.
But wait, can I just say this?
Hmm?
When I say Giannis has a chip, though, and you dismiss it, you are the first person leading the charge and saying Jimmy got to the championship in the finals.
Right, so it makes no sense that you keep bringing up the past because you keep saying it doesn't matter. So why are you talking about what he did 5 years ago? Who cares?
Because I'm basically using... See, I don't have a problem with the situation with Giannis because I didn't get too carried away. It's you who got carried away.
I love how you never get carried away. It's always like you have the right temperament. I didn't get carried away.
Name a time.
2 weeks ago. You're like, I'll trade Khalil Ware for him. Send Khalil's ass out of here. I want him gone.
I did not.
You said
what?
That. Yeah, you said that.
I would have fought you in the street over that.
You said that. And so all of a sudden.
Now we just lying.
No, that's what you said. I'll pull up the tape.
Jennifer.
You can look at the podcast. That's what you said.
Don't wash your hands of it, Pontius Pilate.
No, I'm not wrong.
Get in here.
I'm not washing my hands.
Yes. Do you know who Pontius Pilate was?
No.
You were basically Pontius Pilate when you went to Big Face Coffee the other day. You washed your hands of any Heat loyalty.
We're not addressing this anymore.
You don't remember that Pontius Pilate washed his hands of the Jesus situation.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't want no part of it. And when you just did this, that's where that comes from, but you don't even realize it. So, but Tobin.
What?
Stop doing this.
I'm not doing anything, dude. All I'm saying is it's a little hilarious to sit back here, and this guy's going to be like...
Wait. Who's the one player on the Heat team I said I wouldn't trade?
Man, I would hope Bam. I mean, I don't know. Saying Khalil Ware? Wow.
I said Khalil. Don't lie. I said Khalil.
I don't think you said that for the Giannis trade.
And now all of a sudden you're trying to tell these people
pretty sure
I said that I would gave up Khalil in a heartbeat?
Pretty sure.
I did not.
Pretty sure what I said was, I said, well, you got to be a grown-up and trade him to get Giannis. I'm like, well, and then you said, yep, I'll trade his ass. Pretty sure that's what you said.
Okay. Great.
And then I think you went, brr, trade the pigeon. That's what you said.
He did all of that?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's fine, though. I mean, you know, good for him. Enjoy Milwaukee, dude. Freeze your ass off. Have fun. Never wanted him. Dude's a goalpost mover anyway. Oh, I didn't fail. It was a step to success. You failed.
But he has a chip.
Good for him. You know what? I hope he gets to sit back there like Gollum, polishing his precious, talking about the past. Ridiculous. Anyway, a man who's not ridiculous, Michael Cooper, a Hall of Famer, multiple time champion, Giannis! He's going to talk about the Big Three. Big Three's coming down to Kaseya Center. He's coaching Michael Beasley. He's already got to, you know, mend some personalities because there's beef between Lance Stephenson and Michael Beasley. So we'll talk about that with the Hall of Famer, Michael Cooper. He joins us next.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.